Now that the U.S. and Brazil have signed an agreement resolving a decade-long trade dispute over cotton subsidies, National Cotton Council President and CEO Mark Lang explains what happens next.
Brazil will notify the WTO that it agrees that this case has been terminated, resolved, and it no longer has any retaliatory authority against U.S. goods and services going to Brazil arising from this dispute. There will be further changes to the Export Credit Guarantee Program, as are noted in the statement on the resolution of the dispute. And Brazil has agreed that for the life of this farm bill, it will not challenge the cotton provisions of the farm bill. It also provides for the U.S. to make a final payment to Brazil of $300 million.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack was asked why the $300 million is coming from the Commodity Credit Corporation, the purpose of which is to stabilize, support, and protect farm income and prices.
You know, the lawyers would have to answer that question in terms of the legitimacy of it or legality of it. But the bottom line is this. We were confronted with having lost a case in the WTO, confronted with the fact that we were going to see a significant amount of retaliation and countermeasures authorized by the WTO, estimated to be north of $800 million on an annual basis, that it not only would impact and affect American agriculture, but it could also impact and affect intellectual property associated with American agriculture, which could have been quite significant in terms of its impact on crop production in the country and on market opportunities in the country. We had worked with Congress and indicated that there might be some concerns on the part of the Brazilians in terms of what we were going to do in the farm bill. I think there was a good faith effort to try to respond to the concerns, and we added to that good faith effort by making some adjustments in the loan guarantee program. And at the end of the day, what we now have is certainty. We now have no retaliation, no countermeasures, no impact on intellectual property, and on other aspects of the American economy that could be devastating as well. We thought it was appropriate to provide that level of certainty that we enter into the agreement.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.